Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted that you've turned your radio dial to join us for the next few moments as once again we look into the book of Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, Matthew 24. Getting back into our study concerning the last week of the Lord Jesus Christ as he walked here upon earth before his crucifixion, burial, and his glorious, victorious resurrection. Here in Matthew 24, you remember from our last broadcast that the Lord Jesus had just visited the temple with his disciples. They had shown him the beauty of Herod's temple, for he had enlarged the temple and had added many buildings to the temple. And the Lord had just told them there would soon come a time when there would not be one stone of the temple left upon another, because he knew what was going to occur in the days ahead. He is Almighty God, who is omniscient and all-knowing. And so he prophesied concerning the future coming of Titus to destroy Jerusalem because of a rebellion that would occur, and the Roman general that would come in 70 A.D. to destroy the temple, and because the temple would catch on fire and the gold of the temple would melt, it would run between the stones, every stone would be pulled apart, not one stone was left upon another, in a complete fulfillment of the words of the Lord Jesus. And then as Jesus went out to the Mount of Olives, verse 3 of Matthew 24, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus begins then to describe to them things that will occur before the end of the church age, or the dispensation of grace, a period of time during which we are given the grace of God. It's extended to the Gentile people, the Gentile world. And the Jews have been, that is, their understanding has been darkened so that the gospel might be presented to the Gentiles, as Romans points out. And the Gentiles have been grafted in, and Christ is choosing out a bride for himself. And it will be made up of the church through and in which every born-again believer will have a part in that glorious assembly of believers called the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which will be the Bride of Christ. And so we see that the Lord Jesus is warning them and telling them of events that are going to occur. And so as we begin with verse 4, Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, that is, nationality against nationality, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. And we certainly are having famines today in many parts of the world, pestilence. Here in the United States, we're having problems with the Hunter virus, the green monkey virus, which is caused AIDS. And the disease of AIDS is a worldwide disease that is affecting and taking the lives of people around the world. There's many kinds of sexual diseases and bird flu, all kinds of pestilence that are breaking out, and many types of illnesses that are occurring. I even experienced a type of illness that we don't know what it was over the holidays, the Christmas and New Year's holidays. I was ill for about 6 weeks there, and we never could figure out what the problem was. I had to have 3 rounds of antibiotics to finally straighten out the problem. And these are just indications that we're living toward the closing of this dispensation in this period of time. He goes on to say that there will be earthquakes in various places, and we're having a great increase in earthquakes as never before. And then, this is only the beginning of sorrow, verse 8. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Beloved, he says, things aren't going to get better. This is just the beginning of troubles that are coming upon this old earth because it has turned its back upon the Creator God. And verse 10, then shall many be offended. And verse 9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Now, this is applicable to the Jewish nation, the nation of Israel. The nations of the world are against Israel. Only the United States has supported Israel and has backed Israel, and even the United States has done things here recently to hurt and offend Israel. And we see that this is only a fulfillment of Scripture and what the Lord said would come to pass. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another. And not only is this occurring to Israel, but beloved, it's also occurring to Christians. More Christians have been martyred this past century than all of history. And we see that even here in the United States of America, there are things that are being said against Christians and things that are occurring to bring shame and disgrace upon Christians. And thus we see that these are indicators that Jesus is coming again, and that Satan is at work as never before. Remember who Satan is, beloved. Satan is a master deceiver. We're told in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9, we're told, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. He deceiveth the whole world, beloved. And thus he has many false prophets and many false teachers that he has devised and has deceived. Even the Lord Jesus, when he was walking upon earth, spoke to the religious crowd, and Jesus, he said unto them that ye are of, this is in John chapter 8 and verse 44, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. He's a murderer from the beginning, and the father of lies, beloved. And those that are deceived by Satan are also murderers and kill in the name of religion and destroy and do harm and do hurt. And we see how Satan deceives and how Satan blinds and how Satan keeps people from the knowledge of the truth and from knowing the truth. You remember how that Satan is the god of this world. Over in the book of Matthew chapter 4, when Satan came to the Lord Jesus, as he was tempting him there in the wilderness, in Matthew 4:8, again, the devil taketh him into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto them, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Trying to get Jesus to worship him so that he would not be our Savior, would not be our Redeemer. And trying to get Jesus to bow down before him. And he said, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. You see, beloved, Satan is spoken of as the god of this world. Over in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, and verse 3 and 4, we read, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world, which is Satan, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." You see, Satan is doing everything he can to devise false religions, to send out false prophets, to deceive and to keep people from the knowledge of the truth. Because, my friend, he does not want you, if you know not Jesus, he does not want you to believe in the Lord Jesus. He hates you. He wants to destroy you. He wants to send you to hell. And he wants you to spend eternity in the lake of fire. He doesn't want you to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept him as Savior, to be born again, to become a child of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. He doesn't want you to go to heaven when you die. He doesn't want you to spend eternity with the living Christ. But he wants you to go to a Christless eternity because he hates you and he wants to destroy you. And so we see that in the closing days of this dispensation, many are going to be destroyed and put to death because of their faith in Jesus Christ and because of their love for the Lord God. And verse 10, "Then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." And what's he talking about? He's talking about the sin of this world. He's talking about the wickedness abounding. And beloved, believe me, I know sin is abounding throughout this world. Wickedness is abounding. The sins of homosexuality and lesbianism are becoming more prominent in the world we're living in. Men, women, boys and girls walking in iniquity and ungodliness and being deceived by Satan. Recently, there was a young man in a college here that took a gun and killed 33 of his fellow students with the gun, deceived and blinded by Satan, who is a murderer and the father of lies. And so we see that sin is abounding, beloved. Sin is abounding and wickedness is increasing. And because of it, the love of many believers, many Christians, is waxing cold. Our churches are not full like they once were. There was a time when our churches were crowded and were filled. And right after the terrible horror when the Twin Towers were destroyed in New York City, our churches were filled again, but not now. Till next time, goodbye.